of the International Secret Police.
Taking off from Madeira, Speed discovers a stowaway in the plane, a beautiful French girl named Mary Duchamp. She pleads with Clint to take her on to Africa to escape a distasteful marriage, and Clint, remembering the name of her fiancé from somewhere, finally agrees. After landing at Casablanca, Morocco, he gets the list of Atlantean investors and finds that the young man's father is one of the stockholders. Thinking that Marie, or the friend she claims to have in Casablanca, may give some clue as to the syndicate's activities, Clint decides to stay over in the town. He and Smiley go into a telegraph office to cable Chief Riley the latest developments, leaving Speed outside with Marie. When Smiley goes out to have their baggage sent to a hotel, however, he discovers that both the girl and Speed have disappeared. Forgetting the cable and everything else, the two police operators hasten out to the busy street, hoping against hope to sight the missing pair.
Remember, Clint? We left him standing right over there.
Yes. I don't know what could have made him leave his post. He knows the dangers that lurk everywhere on a job like this. Must have been important to him. He never would have taken such a chance.
Yeah. There's only one thing to do. Contact the Morocco police immediately.
Yes. Let's go to their offices right away.
Oh, that's when Smiley now.
What? Did you hear what I heard, Clint?
Yeah. Speed! Speed, where are you?
Here I am, Clint. Didn't see you when you first came out. Miss Duchamp got awful warm, so I took her over in that door in the shade. Didn't worry any, did we?
No. We were just about to search the whole of Casablanca, that's all.
Oh, what a pity.
Gee, I'm sorry, Clint. I never thought...
Well, it's all right now, Speed, that we found you again. But in the future, think twice before you make a move. You'll find it pays. And it'll save me a lot of headaches.
Oh, it is all my fault, Monsieur Barlow. This terrible African Senate, it makes me so dizzy. I thought I would die if I did not find some shade. So your nephew so kindly found it for me.
Oh, yes, it must be hard on you, Mademoiselle Duchamp. Perhaps you would like to go to the home of your friends while we attend to the necessary business of baggage, or hotel, and so forth.
Oh, yes, I should so like to go there, but... will you not come, too, instead of going to a hotel? They have a great house and would be so happy to welcome you, who have been so kind to me.
Oh, no, thank you. We wouldn't want to take advantage of such an offer, but I would like to meet your friends.
Oh, mais oui, I shall give you the address. Have you a slip of paper to put it on?
I have a notebook and pencil somewhere in my pocket. Yeah, here we are.
Ah, maintenant. Now, it is, 167 Lausanne.
Okay, I've got it.
Yes.
Supposing I escort Mademoiselle Duchamp to where she's going, Clint. I'll stop in at the hotel on the way back and make some reservations.
I think that'd be a good idea, Smiley. Where do you want to meet me?
Oh, back here. It won't take long, will it, Mademoiselle?
Oh, no. We shall have a motor.
Good. Then I'll meet you in the telegraph office, Clint. That's as cool a place as any.
All right, okay. Take care of yourself, Smiley.
Don't you worry about me. I've still got my rabbit foot, Clint. But you take care of Speed and don't let him go wandering off again.
I won't, Smiley. So long. So long, Miss Duchamp.
Au revoir, Speed. And I shall send word back with Monsieur Preston as to when my friends are at leisure to meet you. Probably this evening. Perhaps dinner together, hmm?
Swell.
Speed's always interested in food. Don't be long, Smiley.
I won't.
Au revoir.
Come along, Mademoiselle. Let's see what sort of a car they've got to hire in Casablanca.
I thought you didn't want to be bothered with Miss Duchamp after we landed here in Africa, Clint.
Well, I've since learned that her fiancé's father is one of the stockholders in the Atlantean Syndicate. He may give us some sort of lead. Until I find out, I want to keep an eye on that young woman.
Oh, I get it. Well, now what?
Well, I'm going to go back to the telegraph office to send a cable to Chief Riley. I was putting it in code when Smiley told me you disappeared. So it still has to be sent.
I'm sorry, Clint. Guess Smiley will be back by the time the cable's sent, huh?
No, he should be. Casablanca isn't so big that it can't be crossed quickly in an automobile. But come along, Steve. Let's go inside where it's cool.
Gosh, I'm sleepy. Seems like we waited hours for Smiley to come back.
We have waited an hour by that clock. That's too long. He should have been back a long time ago.
Maybe he's making eyes at Mr. Shaw.
I don't think so. That experience in Bermuda cured him of romance for a while.
And what could be keeping him? He knows we're waiting for him.
Yeah, perhaps he's having some trouble getting hotel accommodation, so I don't know why. This isn't a tourist resort.
I'd like to get out and see something of Casablanca, Clint, and the false harbor that they've built. Smiley says that the natives think someday the Atlantic Ocean will claim its own again, and Casablanca's false harbor and most everything else will be swept away.
Well, you'll find plenty of such ideas here in Africa, Steen. You know, legends and superstitions are the basis of life here. But all this isn't bringing Smiley back.
How about going to that address Mr. Shaw gave me and see what's keeping him? You could tell that telegraph operator to hold Smiley here if he comes after we've gone.
Yeah. Say, I think I'll do that, Speed. What was that address?
Hey, wait a second. Yeah, here it is. 167 Luzan.
167 Luzan. We'll do that, Speed. And on the way, you can get a look at Casablanca. Come along. We'll get a car of our own and go to that address.
They drive fast here. Well, I'd rather be up in the air, Clint. It's a lot safer. Hey, driver, slow down!
Slow down, but why, monsieur?
I don't know why everyone is in such a hurry in Casablanca. Great Scott, is the driver going to attempt that curve at this speed?
Hey. Oh, wow. How'd we ever make it?
I don't know. Driver, go slower.
But I am going slow, monsieur. If I cut down my speed anymore, someone will run us down.
Gosh, we're in a fix. Afraid to go and afraid to stop. We should have walked, Clint.
If we stay right side up a few minutes longer, we should arrive, Speed. It can't be much farther.
Look, he's getting ready to turn another corner.
Oh, hang on.
My name may be Speed, but I don't like it this fast.
Oh, driver, slow down. We're out in the main traffic now. No one will run you down.
No, monsieur.
Thank you.
We have arrived. You may alight.
Is this 167 Luzan?
Where it is, monsieur.
Thank heaven for that. Here, climb out, climb out. Here's your fare, driver.
You do not wish me to wait, monsieur? No?
No!
Well, merci beaucoup. Thank you so much. Au revoir.
God, things are quiet around here now that he's gone.
Well, let's see what we find here in 167.
Can't tell much from the outside.
That's the way with most of these Moorish houses, Fien. They're built to keep the heat out. But inside, they're beautiful. And the size of this must be a palace.
Doesn't look like anyone lives in it. There's the number, 167.
Yeah, we'll soon raise someone.
Gee.
What's the matter, Steve?
This street is so quiet after what we just came through. Seems kind of funny, doesn't it?
Oh, you're still thinking of our wild automobile ride.
It takes them a long time to answer, doesn't it?
Well, the servant may be in the rear of the house, I guess.
Clint, I've got a feeling that something's wrong.
Oh, now don't let your imagination run away with you. Because you're on a Moorish street, Steve?
No, but here, let me knock. Hey, the door's open.
So it is. That's strange. From what I've heard of Morocco, the natives make sure no strangers enter their homes.
Well, can we go in?
I think we'd better. Perhaps we can find someone, since we don't be able to make anybody hear us.
Gosh, Clint, nobody lives here.
This must be the entry hall, Steve. And don't let the lack of furniture fool you. Moorish homes depend on the beauty of line and wall decorations rather than furniture.
But it doesn't feel like anybody lives here.
It is strange that we don't see anyone. Wait a minute. Anybody home?
Not a sound.
Come on.
Golly, this is a big room. Look at the fountain in the middle of it. But it isn't working now.
No, Steve, you're right. No one does live in this house.
Then why did Mr. Shaw give us this address?
That's what I'm beginning to wonder.
If he made a mistake, Smiley would have come back to let us know. He guessed it would worry if he was gone too long and we would come looking for him.
Yeah, Smiley would take care of that, all right. There's no mistake on that score.
Well... You don't think anything could have happened?
Oh, no, of course not. There's been a mix-up somewhere. Guess that's to be expected after all the trouble we've had getting here.
Do you think we'd better go back to the telegraph office? Maybe Smiley's waiting for us back there right now.
Then again, maybe not. No, Speed. I want to search this house thoroughly before leaving.
Then you do think something's wrong.
I know something's wrong with Marie Duchamp's story. Here, let's go along this corridor.
It's dark along in here. I wonder what's on the other side of this wall.
Take a look through the next little lattice window you passed.
And the little I can see looks just like another big room, and that's all.
I'm not sure, Steve, but I think this is the harem, you know, where they used to keep the women.
Gosh, this house is sort of like the Arabian Nights, isn't it?
Yeah, now wait a minute. Wait. Marie Duchamp! Smiley! Where are you?
No use. There's no one in this house. This court would carry that all over the place. Hey, look, there's a door ahead.
Yeah, let's try it.
Empty, like all the rest. It sure is pretty, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What are you looking at?
Something on the floor across the room. You see? By that carved panel?
Yeah. Wonder what it is. What? Why, it's a rabbit's foot. Clint, it looks like it.
It's Smiley's. Don't touch it, Speed. Here. Pick it up with this handkerchief.
It's got blood on it. Clint!
No need to look any further, Speed. We've got to get out of here as fast as possible.